And we,
you're, I'm just saying, bro. Episode 101, like the Dalmatians. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. We on everywhere you can stream a podcast: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Stitcher, wherever you listen to a podcast, we there, man. Just search us up. I'm Just Saying Bro Podcast. You feel me? Show us some love. But yeah, bro. I just want to get
right into it. Go ahead.
Right into the playoff matchups. You already know. Look, we ain't gonna talk about what your little Cowgirls did to my boys. We ain't even gonna bring that up. We playing against third stringers and all that. It was cute.
That was no big deal.
I understand, you know, Dak did what he was supposed to do. He'd been playing like trash, so that's what he needed for, you know, to start day playoff run. But we didn't really need that. We need to get healthy, you know. We need to get, you know, get ourselves together as far as health. But these playoff matchups. Now, I'm not going to lie. I'm not too scared. And I'm going to just start off with the Eagles in Tampa Bay, obviously. Got to start off with my squad. I'm going to just start off with that matchup. Like, I'm not too scared of Tampa Bay. Now, I got to be realistic. I don't think we're going to win, but I think it's going to be a tougher game than people think. I think they're giving them like 8 or 7.5 or whatever. That's what they're giving them. That's what the line is, whatever. I do think they're going to win, but I also think it's going to be a tough game. I don't think it's going to be as easy as everybody thinks. Now, we know Tom Brady can make anybody look good. You know, Tyler, whatever his name is, he got Scotty Miller dude. You still got Gronk. You know what I'm saying? He still got Mike Johnson. Tyler Johnson, yeah. Still got Mike Evans and all of that. And I like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's cute. But they also don't run the ball. Now, last year in the playoffs, Leonard Fournette was running that route.
Right.
They do that. I don't know, but I don't think they're going to be successful against us. Like, I don't think he's going to get off against us. He's too big of a back. He's not that shifty. I think we're going to get to him. Our line good enough. I think we're going to stuff the run if he tries.
Is he back?
Supposedly, yeah. I believe they took him off the COVID list or wherever.
Off the IR, whatever.
IR, yeah, wherever the fuck he was at, they took him off of it. But I honestly believe that we are a totally different team than when we played them earlier in the season. And when we played them earlier in the season, we lost 22-28. It wasn't like we got cooked or, I mean, well, yeah, it was like 22-7 at one point or 28-7 or some shit like that at one point. And we came back at the end. And yes, they were playing prevent defense. And all that. So, you know, it was different aspects of the game. But the ending score was 22-28. I don't give a damn what you talk about. They didn't cook us. They didn't fry us or nothing like that. And we played them pretty good. I just feel like as long as we just need our line to get that pressure, bro. Our line get that pressure, anything is possible. We seen what happened with everybody knows. I don't gotta repeat what happens when Tom Brady gets pressure in his face. Everybody knows. It's been long enough. He's been in the league long enough. Everybody done watched it. I think we can get there, man. The way our young boys been playing, Milton Williams, and you know, it's just everybody, Fletcher Cox, everybody just playing hard grip. Everybody is, I feel like they together. Our defense is together right now. As far as Avante Maddox, he's playing out of his mind. Darius Slay been the best cornerback in the league this year. I don't care what anybody has said. And you can check the stats and all that. He's held opponents. He's been going crazy all year. I think he's the best cornerback in the league. Like I said, Avante Maddox been snapping. And Steven Nelson, he gets beat here and there, but he does the job. Like, they're a cohesive unit. And then, obviously, Rodney McLeod, he back good. He got the game-sealing pick the other day, so... Hey, man, I honestly believe that we can make it happen, bro. I'm not too scared, like I said, because we weren't the number one rushing team when we played them earlier in the season.
That's facts.
We're the number one rushing team. Our offensive line is great. Now, their defensive line is great also, but I just think our offensive line is better. I think we could, because even when we played them earlier in the season, we still could run the rock against them. Every time we ran the ball, we were successful. We just early in the season, we had no identity. So it was like we weren't running the ball. All we wanted to do was pass the short passes, the screens and all that.
Well, most teams that beat Tampa Bay this year ran the ball, if you pay attention. So.
And you're going against the number one rushing team in the NFL. Right. So that's where I get a little bit of, you know, confidence. Like, okay, this is going to be a good game. Like I said, I don't honestly think we're going to win, but Look, we playing with house money, so anything can happen. Like, that's like, that's what I'm saying. If we run, we do the same thing. We stick to the recipe that been winning us these games. Yes, we have been playing against inferior opponents. We know that the quarterback play hasn't been the greatest and all that. Yes, I do take that into consideration. But at the same time, if they hot, they hot. And I feel like we coming into the playoffs, everybody's be coming in hot. Even though we played our third stringers in the last game, I feel like we'll be all right. We just needed to get a little healthy. That's why we had to, you know, we had to bring the bums out, you know, let y'all beat up on them real quick. You know what I'm saying? Get y'all confidence up or whatever for y'all to get cooked in the playoffs. But I think it's going to be a good game. So my final score is probably, I think it's probably going to be like 30-27. I think it's going to be a close game, and I think they're going to get us at the end. I think it's going to be a tie game or something like that, and Tom Brady, he ain't going to score a touchdown, but I think he might get the last second, you know, field goal and all that. I think, yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Some Eagles fan you are.
I mean, I'm realistic as well. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be one of these idiotic fans like, oh, yeah, the Eagles, we're going to fry them. We're going to whoop their ass. Like, you know, like, I'm realistic at the end of the day. Hell, yeah, I want us to win, and like – like I said, if we run the rock and we do the right things and we stick to the same recipe, we can do it. I believe that we can do it, but I'm just so scared that Nick Sirianni is going to start trying to change up, or, you know, the defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon, is going to start. They're going, you know what I'm saying? They're going to try to change. Oh, this is the playoffs now. They ain't got no experience in the playoffs. They new coaches. So they rookie coaches. So that's what I'm scared of. That we not going to stick to the recipe. We going to try to change up because now it's the playoffs and we feel like, oh, we got to change up everything we were doing. And because people know we're going to run the ball. No, keep running the ball. They can't stop us. We have the best line in the league. Like, just run the rock. Just run the rock and just stick to the recipe.
Well, I'm realistic too. And I'm betting on y'all to win. I told you a couple weeks ago that I thought if y'all get into the playoffs, y'all could upset somebody. Now, I thought that y'all was going to end up seeding to the point where y'all would have to play the Rams, and I thought y'all was going to upset them. But I think y'all could upset the Buccaneers, too.
I'd have been way more scared to play the Rams, though. I'd have been way more scared to play them. They got too many weapons.
Yeah, yeah.
Then
yeah,
Cam Akers is back. Like, he the GOAT, too.
Yeah, Cam.
He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
That's my guy. But – that's my guy. But yeah, I think y'all legit got a chance to beat the Buccaneers. I don't know, bro. It's just something about the Bucs that I don't like this year. Obviously, they got a bunch of injuries going around and different stuff like that. And whatever, whatever. And like you said, if you get pressure on Tom Brady, if you follow the Saints game plan, you can beat Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. So it's clear that somebody got the formula for him. But I don't know, bro. Like you were saying, I agree with a lot of the points you made. Y'all got the number one rushing offense. And like I said, most of the teams that beat the Buccaneers this year ran the ball, even though coming into the year, everybody was so scared to run the ball against the Buccaneers. But yeah, most of the teams that beat them this year ran the rock, and that's how they had success. So if y'all stick to the game plan, bro, I think y'all legit got a chance. Y'all got, what, probably the best running quarterback in the league this year? I mean, you got Kyler, obviously, but Jalen Hurts is legit running like a running back. Like,
No, he is.
Like legit, different. So
you see the big difference when Gardner Minshew is in there, though. Like, it's a big difference.
It's a whole different ball game, bro.
Yeah.
It's a whole different ball game. It's a whole
then
different
you appreciate Jalen a little bit more once you I watched Gardner Minshew against y'all. I say, y'all see? Y'all want Gardner Minshew to start and all that.
Y'all tripping.
How effective Jalen Hurts is and his legs are? Stop it. Cut it out.
Exactly. So all them Eagles fans that said that, y'all bugging. Jalen Hurts is y'all quarterback for right now, for the foreseeable future. Stop that Gardner Minshew nonsense. Minshew mania, whatever y'all want to call it. Stop the nonsense, bro. Stop the nonsense. But, yeah, I think y'all legit got a chance, bro. Like you said, y'all defense been playing really good. Y'all got – top two and not number two corner in the league this year. That defensive line is always stupid. So I think y'all legit got a chance. And Brady don't have Chris Godwin. He don't have AB. Leonard Fournette coming back off an injury. All it takes is one hit for Gronk to go down and Mike Evans. They both injury prone. Like,
Yeah, he looked like he had a stinger. Mike Evans had a stinger. I thought he was hurt. I thought he hurt his shoulder or something. I was like, oh man, here we go. We ain't going to have Mike Evans either.
So I'm saying, bro, they both injury prone. All it takes is one hit for both of them, and they done for the rest of the rest of the playoffs, for real, for real. So I don't know, bro. I think I got a chance. I'm picking y'all to win this weekend. I like the odds. I'm pretty sure it's going to be crazy odds for y'all to win. So I'm going to take that, for real, for real. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm taking that.
I'm taking that.
I think y'all legit got a chance, bro. I think y'all legit got a good chance. But since we talked about y'all playoff game, we could talk about ours next, man. We got to play the 49ers, man. Now, the thing that scares me about the 49ers is that run game. That's the thing that scared me about the 49ers, because they are running the ball 30 times in a row if they need to.
Yep. And then they got so many people that can do it. So it's like, you can't even be like, all right, we can.
But the thing is, what's big fella name in the middle? What's big fella name? Number 96, whatever his name is.
Neville Gallimore?
Yes. Big fella. He take up so much space. Y'all better not run a halfback dive, I swear. You running right into the big fella. You running right into him. I think we winning that game, bro. I think we win that game by 9-10 points. And I think we win it because we played our starters last week. That's really why I think we win it. I think if we didn't play our starters last week, I think they would have got rusty. Dak already needs all the reps he can get because, as we've said plenty of times before on previous episodes, the only two people that he could throw to accurately is CeeDee Lamb and Dalton Schultz. So I think this last
week. Oh, he likes Cedric Wilson.
Oh, no, he do like him too. He do like
him
too.
He got something going. It's a wrap for Michael Gallup. It's a wrap.
Oh, yeah, it's been over for him. He going right to the he fuck around, go to the Eagles, but I don't even want to talk about that.
Hey now, don't start nothing now.
I was thinking about it. I'm like, he mess around and go to the Eagles, and that's going to piss me off, bro.
Don't start nothing now.
Woo-wee.
And we play up twice, too. I think he gonna go, and I know he going to go off on y'all, too, every time. He going to go off. But hey, man, who knows?
But yeah. I think we could beat the 49ers, bro. The only thing that scared me is that run game, bro. And I mean, obviously, George Kittle, but I think we got enough in the middle of our defense that we can limit Kittle. Debo gonna be Debo regardless, bro.
Okay. I was about to say it's no way to stop him. So don't say y'all gonna contain him.
Nah, it's no way.
Okay, who you put on him? It's not happening.
He too different, bro. It's like that first season that Tyreek Hill started to really do everything. That's how I feel about Debo right now. Like, he just started to do everything this season. He's running the rock. He's catching the rock. Like, it's just crazy, bro. So, like, Debo is going to be Debo. I think the keys to the game for us is going to be to limit Brandon Ayuk, limit George Kittle. I think they're going to run the ball relatively well, but I don't think they're going to do nothing too crazy. You're not going to limit Debo. You got to force Jimmy Garoppolo to make some mistakes when he does pass the ball. That's what's got to happen. Or we're going to have to peanut punch that thing out of one of the running back's hands or something like that. We're going to have to do something like that because that's what it's going to come down to. They can move the ball. I ain't going to trip like the 49ers just some scrubs or something. They definitely can move the ball. They definitely got a lot of different pieces. Their defense is solid. But, yeah, bro, nobody's stopping Debo, so we got to limit everybody else. You're not going to really stop George Kittle either, but you can limit him to a certain extent.
He's been playing bad lately, man. I'm telling you, like, the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
Three receptions for 20 yards, one reception for 12 yards, like, one carry for 6 yards and no catch. Like, maybe he's just getting ready for the playoffs. But he's been a blocker, though. So, you know, I can't really give him too much hell. So.
He's a fire. He's as a blocker, he's fire, bro. As a receiver, he's fire, too. So, like, he's one of them, like, real complete tight ends.
For sure.
One of the best complete tight ends in the league, if we being honest. But I ain't really got nothing else to say about that, John, bro. I like to know your thoughts on that. You think we about to lose to the 49ers?
Yeah, I honestly think they're going to run the ball down y'all throat. Like, I think it's going to be nothing y'all can really do. I think And I think what their key of the game should be to just keep the ball out of y'all hands and tire that defense out. Like, y'all going, you have to tire y'all defense out. And I feel like if teams do that to y'all, like, y'all not going, because the way y'all offense been playing now, if y'all offense goes off and Dak play like I know Dak can play, then it's different. But I just feel like you just got to have a time, you control the time of possession with y'all. And keep that defense on the field. Y'all good, but y'all get tired. Y'all opportunity. Y'all gamble and all that stuff. Y'all going to get tired. Y'all keep running. Like I said, they got so many running backs that you don't know how they coming at you. And they going to tire y'all out. No matter what you can stop Debo. Like, you can stop him in a running game, excuse me. Okay, but they got Eli Mitchell. Then they got the boy Trey Sermon. Then they got the other boy that just came back, Jeff Wilson. It's like they throw, and then they'll throw George Kittle in there. They let George Kittle run the ball too. Like, I just honestly believe that the key to put them should just be time of possession. Just run the ball. Y'all like y'all defense. Y'all not shutting the running game down. Y'all not shutting their run game down. Y'all can shut a run game down, but not 49ers. I just don't believe it. I don't see y'all doing it. Now, this is the opportunity for y'all defense to really show that y'all legit. And yeah, we've been asking all year. That's been the title of damn near 4 or 5 episodes. Are the Cowboys legit? Is this defense legit? This is going to be y'all test. Obviously, it's the first round of the playoffs. Let's see if y'all defense can hold them. Like, I don't think it's – even with Jimmy not being able to throw the ball, he something wrong with his thumb, whatever the case may be. I think he's going to make enough throws. And, hey, man, unless y'all defense just go bonkers, I just don't see it happen. I'm sorry. I believe they're going to run it down y'all through, and y'all going
to
be sick.
You about to be sick on Sunday. It's about to be a lot of Gallimore like this and a lot of DeMarcus Lawrence throwing the bowling ball down the field.
Listen, I like your defensive line. I do. But the 49ers run game is different, bro. Like I said, y'all might do that. Neville Gallimore, yeah, he might stop Debo or he might stop Eli, but they can throw so much shit at you. And I think that's why Kyle Shanahan is such a genius, because it's like you never know who's going to be running that route. Like, you never know. Who thought this year Debo was going to turn into a running back? Like, he just turned into a running back. He lost all his running backs and just turned Debo into a running back.
Right, a successful running back.
They have a great line. Jimmy, their problem is Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, he's literally their only problem. I mean, they need some corners too, but they got some nice young corners right now that they can groom and all that. But that only problem, 49's only problem is Jimmy Garoppolo. We all know that. And Trey Lance not ready yet. He'll be all right. He's not ready yet. Their only problem is Jimmy.
Not yet.
Their only problem is Jimmy, bro. Because listen, bro. Listen to me. Put Aaron Rodgers on 49ers.
That's cheating.
Exactly. It's Jimmy fucking Garoppolo. He's the fucking problem. Put Deshaun Watson.
That's cheating.
On the fucking 49ers.
That's cheating as well. You're right. That's cheating.
Come on. It's no way you stopping them.
But you know what? The reason that I'm scared about this game is because it's the battle of the dumbass coaches. The battle of the dumbass coaches.
Exactly. And that's another thing. Kyle Shanahan is going to outcoach Mike McCarthy.
Is he? You know it, bro. I think they both out the coach extremely dumb.
Why do you think that? Kyle Shanahan is not a dumb coach. He doesn't coach dumb. He get his bag because he get too one, you know, single-minded. Like he get one-sided sometimes. That's his problem. But Mike McCarthy, he's legit a bozo. Like he's a clown. Like I do, like some of the stuff he does, I just be like, yo, what is it? Like, yo, did somebody pay him? Nah, like the as far as like the timeout, the time management, oh, like everything. Like, what are you doing?
Nah, they definitely paid Mike McCarthy off.
Bro, I don't know what's up with Cannon. He crazy.
Mike McCarthy a op for sure, bro. I don't know what he be on. He be on some other stuff.
Bro, but I mean, hey, y'all had a successful season. I mean, all the damn talent y'all got. Man, no damn choice.
Man, it ain't no damn successful season if we don't get a playoff win. Nobody care about that.
That's real.
Nobody care nothing about that if we don't get no playoff win, brother. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's real. But I don't know, bro. Y'all do got a chance to beat them, though. Like, I can't sit here and say I don't think y'all have any chance to beat them because y'all got so much talent. Like I said, I really don't know. Y'all the Cowgirls. Like, how can you have faith in the Cowgirls? Like, they fold every year. Now, maybe y'all gonna change this year. I don't know. But y'all gonna have to ride that defense all the way through the playoffs.
That's
Like
the
I said,
play. That's the
they gonna
plan.
have to go crazy the whole playoffs.
You know what I think about that happen though?
What?
As much as we talking about the 49ers run game, I think we about to run the ball down their throat, bro.
What
I
with
think
old ass Zeke and Tony
Tony
Pollard playing
Pollard,
on a hurt foot?
yep. I think we about to. Yep. Old ass Zeke and Tony Pollard on the hurt foot. Yep. We about to go crazy on them on the ground.
I mean, it sound nice.
It's about to be a Zeke and a Dalton Schultz game for us.
Dalton Schultz always get off.
Yo, he
Like in
tough.
y'all
Like,
big,
why is he
big
so tough?
games? Cause he always open.
But yeah, but why is he so
Yo,
tough
think
though?
about it. No, think about
But why is he so tough though, bro?
it. No, think about it. You're not thinking about it, bro. He's always open. He's not
But
that
he's in the
tough.
middle of the field. Like,
Yo,
everybody sees
when
him.
you got CeeDee and Amari, and then you this Cedric Wilson guy, and you got Michael Gallup, and then you got Tony Pollard. He be catching passes. Zeke, what did he be? Who's the least like? It's like, all right, who we gonna
Facts,
let cook
facts,
us? Who we gonna
facts,
let cook us?
facts,
And
facts,
he's that guy.
facts. But you don't even have to guard Amari.
Listen, Blake Jarwin can snap just how if they start Blake Jarwin, he gonna do the same thing. He open. You see how open his touchdowns be sometimes, bro? I be like, yo, nobody guarded this man. Like, he just running through the middle of the field. But there's nothing you can do. What are we going to do? They got to go one-on-one. He going to beat them linebackers and shit here and there. You know what I'm saying? But most of the
Nah,
time,
bro,
that
but I
dude is
can't
wide
just
open.
chalk it up to that because a lot of this shit, he be finding the open spot in the zone, bro. A lot of his play, a lot of his big plays, he find the open spot in the zone. He's smart, bro. He real smart. He do be open. I give you that. He do be open because there's too many weapons, but that boy know how to find the hole in the zone, bro.
You right.
He know how
And
to find the hole in the zone and sit in it.
that's real. That's real. And
But
Dak,
nah, I get
that's
what
Dak's
you're
favorite
saying.
target when it's crunch time.
Facts. He will throw the ball to him 8 times in a row if he need to.
No, real rap. He be pissing me off with that shit sometimes.
Me too, bro. Me too.
And I'm not
Especially
even
during
gonna cap.
fantasy season.
Yeah, I'm about to say, not during it. I'm just
No,
talking about because of fantasy and shit. I'd be like, bro, if you don't
real
throw that ball to Michael Gallup, dog.
rap. Nah, real rap. But I mean, since we talked about both the NFC Jones, we might as well talk about the third NFC Jones, Cardinals and the Rams. Who you got winning that? Matter of fact, I'm not even going to ask who you got winning that. I got the Cardinals
You got the
winning.
Cardinals. Now, see, I would say that, but where they've been playing, what's going on with D Hop? Like, you feel what I'm saying? I'm not too sure about them. I don't know. Now, they did get Chase Edmonds back and James Conner, he back, whatever, but I don't know, bro. It's some. Maybe they kind of just need D Hop. Maybe he's the recipe, and that's what's going on. Because everything then went downhill since the D Hop injury. So.
I
I don't
mean,
know.
yeah, most young QBs need a number one wide receiver, though. We already established that.
Right. I don't know. I think he's more talented. And Kyler is more talented. Like, I hear what you're saying with that, but Kyler should be all right. He still got AJ Green. He got Zach Ertz. He got Christian Kirk. He got Rondell Moore. Yeah, Rondell Moore or whatever. He got some pieces. You know, it's not like he don't have like any talent on the team. Like I will understand what you're saying. All right, he don't got D-Hop. What you expect him to do? You know what I'm saying? But nah, come on, he got talent, bro. Zach Ertz is not washed, bro. He be wide the fuck open in the middle of the field. Kyler be missing them a lot of times.
Yeah,
I don't
but
know
guess
if you
what?
watch any of the games, but.
Everybody you just named sound like the Ravens weapon staff to me. AJ Green is Sammy Watkins. Rondell Moore or Christian Kirk is Marquise Brown. Zach Ertz is Mark Andrews. Like, you still need a number one receiver, bro. It's just different when you got that number one on the field, bro. It's completely different. In
Nah,
my
that's a solid
opinion.
point.
In my opinion, I should say. In my opinion.
That's a solid point. I can't even argue with that. That's a solid point.
Bro, because it's like once you got that number one on the field, it takes so much pressure off everybody else. D Hop take Jalen Ramsey shadowing D Hop. So now AJ Green is going up against anybody, and Christian Kirk is going up against anybody. Like,
Where,
so.
where? And they got that talent, so it ain't like they scrap you. Like I said, a solid point. I can't even, argue with
But what
that.
I think they need to do, bro, I think they need to run the ball. I know that you got Aaron Donald and Von Miller and whoever else on the defensive line.
You can run against the Rams, though, surprisingly. Surprisingly.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You have to run against the Rams. If you just throw the ball game, you're going to lose.
I think it's because they're so aggressive. They line so aggressive. They over pursuit sometimes. Like, and it's like when, you know, you blitzing somebody, you know, the draw going to work because they flying pass. Oh, excuse me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think sometimes their line is too aggressive and they too gung-ho to get to the quarterback sometimes. Like, you right. Like, and it's surprising. It's like, damn, what that line they got? How the hell is they running against the Rams? Like, but I feel like that's the recipe.
They going for sex, bro. Like that. I don't know. I feel like,
but listen,
I feel
like, go ahead, I think the fault. Rams gonna win though, bro. You know why? Because why? It's always a story. Matthew Stafford been playing horrible. I don't know if you've been watching the games though, bro.
Oh, yeah.
He's been playing horrible.
He been cheap.
Speaking of him, he lost one. He's the reason why I lost my fence. I ain't gonna go there, but all I need is two more points from him or something. That's it. But anyway. He's been playing horrible.
Nah, facts.
And the whole narrative has been about Matthew Stafford his whole career. All he do is stat pad and all that stuff. He's not really good. When it comes into crunch time, he's not good. Playoffs, he's been to the playoffs like twice, I think. I don't think he ever won a playoff game. So, you know, to knock on Matthew Stafford, we know he's talented, but it's like, right. Can he make big games? I think he's going to shut people up this year.
You think so?
Yes.
And you think they're going to the ship this year?
I think Sean McVay is going to protect him a little bit more. He's going to start running that rock because they got Cam Akers back. And they just had a group getting him in the groove. You know what I'm saying? They got their weapon back. You know what I'm saying? Daryl Henderson, I think he might.
Sony Michel still.
He might still be out. But Sony Michel, they got him. I think they're going to protect. You know what I'm saying? They gonna let him do too much. They just gonna be like, yo, let's run this rock. Like, you know what I'm saying? Make the safe passes. He got this little thing with Tyler Higbee now, which I love. You got Odell out there, which he be drawing. Yo, it's true. Odell don't be running routes. Odell just gets open.
Because
he had this play where Matthew Stafford was throwing it to Cooper Kupp, and he was just in the way, trying to grab that joint with one hand. Like, I know, I mean, he messed up the pass for Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp could have got the first down. Like, bro, he not passing it to you. What are you doing over here? Why are you running the same route Cooper Kupp running? It's like, bro, he just trying to get open, and then he just be like, he want the quarterback to stop doing his reads and just be like, oh, Odell, why the fuck open? Now, Baker is fucking horrible. We not going, because we – even with Odell out there, they be showing stuff of Baker. He be having three receivers over two receivers open, and they be like, this play ended in a sack. Like, it'd be crazy. Like, Baker different, but Odell, he do be drawn, though. But I feel like I said, I think a lot of short passes, a lot of that stuff, I don't think they're going to be throwing the bombs down the field to Van Jefferson Jr. and all that stuff. They're going to play it safe. They're going to run that rock. And I think they'll make it happen. The defense, and they're going to let the defense hold everything down. You know what I'm saying? I think they'll be fine, bro. I think the Rams is going to win that game, surprisingly. Because even with D-Hop coming back, bro, you ain't playing how many weeks? Now, he is D-Hop.
It's D-Hop, bro. All
right, let me shut up. That's D-Hop.
It's D-Hop, all right, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to say
it's D-Hop, bro.
Let me check.
But I will give you this. It's D-Hop coming back against Jalen Ramsey.
It's Jalen Ramsey. That's what I'm saying.
I will give you that.
Come on, they always go at it, but still, like, come on, like, he's been out for a little minute. Jalen Ramsey's been playing crazy out of his mind. He's been going crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
I hope D-Hop cooked this.
I hope it's a hell of a game. I hope that she's going to OT or something. Like,
I hope D-Hop cooked this nigga. I think the Rams gonna miss having that burner though, bro. I think they're gonna miss Deshaun Jackson in these playoffs.
Man, Jefferson is they burner though.
Yeah, he not Deshaun Jackson, though,
as far as
speed.
Ain't nobody Deshaun Jackson.
Know what I'm saying? He not Deshaun as far as speed. Deshaun just be running. It don't even be looking like he running that fast until he run past you.
Yeah, it's to the end of the age he is. He been doing it his whole career. It's amazing. Like, he just got natural speed. Like, yeah. He probably don't even train that hard or nothing like that. He just one of them dudes that just get out on the field and just run. I think that's why he always pulling something, always injured. I don't think he really be working out like that. I think he's just one of them naturally talented guys. He just put the fucking helmet on and he just go out there and do it. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Let me put my helmet on. I might stretch. I might not. Like, and throw me the ball. Like, what are you talking about? He definitely one of them. He just a freak of nature, bro. I feel like, yeah. But it's in a different way, though. It's not like a LeBron freaking nature or Gronk freaking nature. It's just different.
I'm taking the Rams, though. 34-28. That's my final score.
I'm taking the Cardinals. The same score, but opposite.
No, don't take my score, nigga. How you going to take my score, man?
That was
not. I think that's what the score going to be. I don't know why.
I had 34-28 or 34-31, regardless. So it's one or the other.
Yeah, I got the Rams, though. I definitely got the Rams. Okay, so you got the Tampa Bay.
Nah, I got Eagles.
Oh, yeah, you got the
Eagles. I got Eagles, Cardinals, Cowboys.
Cardinals, Cowboys, okay.
And I'm probably going to be wrong on all three fucking Rams.
I got 49ers, Tampa Bay, and Rams.
And Rams.
All right, what's the next game?
AFC, baby. AFC, let's see. We got the Raiders and the Bengals. We got the Raiders and the Bengals. That's going to be a good game, bro.
That's going to be a hell of a game. It's going to be a shootout. That joint going to be popping. That's going to be a popping game. I think that might be the most exciting playoff game because I'm going to be happy because we're going to get the chance to Joe Burrow in the second round. You know what I'm saying? Or it's Derek Carr, his first time starting a playoff game. Is he going to go to the second round, his first time going to the playoffs? Because remember last time he was hurt when he went to the playoffs or whatever. But
right.
I love that matchup though. That's gonna be lovely. And then I like the Patriots and Bills matchup too, because they in the same division. And I'm like, yo, these playoff matchups gonna be crazy this year.
I ain't gonna hold you. Adding that extra playoff team kind of made the playoffs wham. Like,
yeah, shit. It really did. Whoever thought of this, that he did the job. He knew the assignment, and
did a very good job. He passed for sure. It's at least a B+, A-.
Yeah, I give him an A-. It's drawn because all the injuries and all that shit. I feel like it had an effect on that things and stuff. But nah, I give him, A-. It's drawn. This season popping, bro. This season is definitely popping.
I'm taking the Bengals in that game, man. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins. It's just different. The connection is just different, bro. It's just different. I don't know, bro. And they defense.
Yeah, we are really on opposite sides this time. That's crazy.
They pass defense has been playing really well this season.
Okay.
So I'm taking the Bengals, bro. I'm taking the Bengals. I like Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr and T. Higgins for sure. That's who I'm taking. And my boy Joe Mixon.
Okay, I'm about to say that. Like, dang, we're having a Mixon.
You know that's my boy. You already know.
This is like a good John. I think this is the first time we've ever had every John we had opposite picks. Like, this is crazy. But I think it's Raiders gonna win. You know why? Because Derek Carr been playing out of his mind. They got Josh Jacobs. He's running good. And against the Chargers, he did the damn thing. Like, and he got a couple of them first downs at the end of the game and an OT. That was some pivotal Johns, whatever, they get him in field goal range. But it's not even about the offense. Mm-hmm. It's the way they defense playing. I think the Raiders are playing. Their defense is playing so good right now. Like, Max Crosby and them dudes, like, bro, they be getting after the quarterback, bro. They get there. Now, Justin Herbert, he just different. You find what I'm saying? Like, that's why he was getting all them conversions and fourth down conversions and all that. I just don't think. I like Joe Burrow, but I just believe that pressure is going to get to him.
Think so?
More than it got to Justin Herbert. And because Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow,
they're not.
To some people, but I think Justin Herbert is just slightly better.
Justin Herbert, arm talent sets him above Joe Burrow by far.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm not going to argue with somebody. I would respect somebody if they said they think Joe Burrow is better, but I think Justin Herbert is better. But, I think that pressure, but that line, the way they're playing, bro, now their corners is a little flush back, but the way their defense is playing, like I said, when your defense is cohesive and y'all feeling it, y'all playing together. Y'all got y'all new coach. Y'all playing for y'all new coach. Y'all got something to play for. So like I said, it's always about the story and all of that. Derek Carr, first playoff game, first start. I think they're going to get the job done, bro. I think they're going to get the job done, bro.
I mean, I can respect that. And I feel what you're saying as far as the defense, too. Because, I mean, yeah, your cornerbacks could be trash. But if your D-line fire and your safeties fire, you tell your cornerbacks to feed everything right to the middle of the field.
Yep.
Don't let nothing get past you and feed everything to the middle of the field.
Hey,
simple.
I think the defense is going to be the difference, bro. Like I said, Max Crosby and them dudes are playing that line. They playing out of their mind right now. So I think that's going to be the difference in the game. The Raiders line, defensive line. And we all know that's where you win the game in the trenches. So
facts, D-line, O-line, facts. Man,
I just don't think Joe Mixon going to be that effective. Honestly, that's just what I think or whatever. But my final score for that one, I'm going – I don't know. I'm going
24-14.
24-14? But, nah, I can't go 24-14. Joe Burrow and I'm going to put up more than that.
I was about to say, I got 38-31. 38-31 Bengals.
That seemed nice, but I don't think it's – I don't know that defensive line. Everybody think it's going to be a shootout, which I said as soon as we started talking about it, but then I'm like, oh, no, it's probably not, bro. That's right. I don't know. All right, then my final score, I'm going to just go with – 28-24. That one I'm gonna go with.
28-24 Raiders.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 28-24 Raiders. That's what I'm going with. I don't think it's gonna be a shootout. I take that back. I know I said that earlier, but I'm gonna take that back. It's not gonna be a shootout. That defensive line gonna shut that. They gonna shut that shit down. Joe Burrow not gonna be that effective.
Right. Yeah. I can
that's my opinion.
I could see that.
Next game, Patriots and Bills. That's gonna be a hell of a game. I'm taking the Bills, though.
I'm taking the Patriots.
Yo, that's crazy. I'm taking the Bills, bro. I'm taking the Bills. After being disappointed last year, the way they started off hot, cooled off, got hot again. I feel like they're getting their groove at the right time. I think they'll knock the Patriots out of there. I think they'll do it. I think this is the third time they playing. They know what Bill Belichick is going to do. They know what what's his face is. They know where he is, Mac Jones. They know, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the Patriots are. They're going to try to run that rock. You know what I'm saying? They're going to keep it safe, short throws, quick throws. You know what I'm saying? We know what the Patriots are. And I just think the Bills and Sean McDermott and those dudes, they're going to figure out a game plan and, you know, take that game. I don't think the Patriots, like, they they got a hell of a ton. Jacoby Myers, they got Nelson Aguilar, they got all them damn running backs. We know Bill could get it done, but I think the Bills gonna take care of business.
I'm taking the Pats because Josh Allen goofy as hell. He is so goofy to me, bro. Like, he's a fire quarterback, but at the same time, he's a super goofy quarterback. Like, it's like the whole season, for real. All right, they started off whatever and oh, you mean? Then they started facing better opponents, and they started falling off a cliff, bro. And it's like, I just was watching some of them games, like, as I was watching Red Zone, and it's just like Josh Allen throw the dumbest picks that I've ever seen. Like, he just be like, all right, I know you
got ain't as bad as Carson Wentz, though, bro.
You right.
His picks don't be like Carson Wentz. I know what you're saying right now, but it don't be, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm saying I don't think he goofy because you it don't right. be like Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz Jones be like, great, goofy.
He's
Josh
second.
Allen Jones just
he's
be
second
like,
the worst with the picks.
You think
Carson
so?
Carson Wentz is definitely first. I think Josh Allen is second, bro. Nah, he just throws something like,
is second,
like, bro, I know you got 125 throw power, but you can't make every throw just because you can throw the ball hard, bro.
I was about to say, I think he's just overly confident.
Like, bro, but I mean, like, just because you throw power the highest on Madden don't mean you can make every throw.
I would want a quarterback like that. Had the confidence, bro. You, like you said, like, I think he just, like, he's overly confident. Like, yo, bro, like, you can't do that. Now, Wentz, he's an idiot. Like, he's an idiot. The stuff he does, and when he completes it, he gets lucky.
Yeah.
It's like he throw the fucking ball 60 yards down the field in triple coverage.
Yeah.
T.Y. Hilton catches it. So it looked like on some amazing, miraculous shit. So they, oh my God, look at the ball that Carson Wentz threw. No, that was a horrible throw. Why would you throw a pass into triple coverage? The little double tap joint at T.Y. Hilton court. That was a pick. The defense just missed the pick. Like, you know what I'm saying? Josh Allen doesn't do stuff like that. Now, he gets in his bag where it just be like he think he the man, and it be like he be trying to do too much sometimes. Damn, man, it is kind of similar, though, when you think about it.
It's very similar, but it's like Josh Allen is – I get what you're saying, though. Josh Allen Jones be a little bit less goofy. It's like Carson will throw it into triple coverage when you clearly see the triple coverage.
Yeah, like everybody saw that before you threw it. It's probably people in the crowd like, yo, don't throw that, John. And then he just be like, it's triple coverage over there. He throw that, John, right to the triple coverage. It'd be like, yo, what are you doing? Like, what were you thinking about? Like when he threw those back-to-back picks.
My fault. Go ahead.
No, what was you about to say? Go ahead.
I was about to say, since we on Carson, it made my soul so happy to see them lose to the Jaguars last year. Made my soul so happy. And I'm not an Eagles fan. But it made my soul so happy. Made my soul so
happy. I watched that whole game. I was watching Red Zone. I turned Red Zone off to watch that joint live. I wanted to see everything that happened. I say, yes, he's crumbling. Now y'all see the pain and the agony that we went through as Eagles fans. And y'all say we too hard on him. No, y'all don't understand. This man does this every year.
He had one almost MVP season, and then he just thought he could do whatever he wanted to, bro.
He lost it after Nick Foles won that Super Bowl, and they put that statue outside of Nick Foles. Carson Wentz was done mentally. He was fried mentally. Because I don't care what nobody say. Yes, our run game was crazy and all that, but Carson Wentz was throwing lasers. He was out there going crazy his MVP season, 2017. Because I believe he still deserved it, even though he got hurt. But you know how that go. But he was going crazy, bro.
Yeah, he was going stupid.
Your backup come and win Super Bowl MVP, bro. And they make a statue of this nigga. You got to come to work every day as the starting quarterback walking past your backup statue. Think about that, bro. And I kind of start feeling for him because it's like, damn, that's fucked up. Yeah. They have a statue, bro, outside with the backup quarterback. So he was fried mentally after that, man. And it just was like, we had to deal with this, man. And I try to tell Colts fans, they were so hyped. He was throwing the bombs to T.Y. Hilton and all, see what happens when he gets a run game in a good line. Yeah, we see. We definitely see because we watched it. We know what Carson Wentz do when he get a good line. He do too fucking much.
Nigga said too fucking much.
We watched this man. You remember against the Titans that game when they were supposed to win that damn game? This was when they supposed to stamp that they was the top team in the AFC. And this man made one of the worst picks I've ever seen. When they spent him around in the end zone, he just threw the pick to them and they got a pick six. I was like, yo, what the hell is wrong with him?
Right.
What are you getting out of somebody's grabbing you, spinning you around? You got the ball in your hand and you gonna throw it up. Now I understand you're not trying to take the safety, but at least it's only 2 points. You gonna give up the pick six? You can't throw the ball to the ground. It's like he doesn't know you can do that. Like you can throw the ball down, like at somebody's feet. He's like, oh, snap, they about to sack me. Oh, man, hold on. Don't touch the ball. Hey, get away from the ball. And he just hold. But anyway, he's not on my team anymore. Thank you for that first-round pick. I appreciate you, Carson Wentz. They folded against the worst team in the league. That is crazy. But, yeah, like I said, thank you. We have 3 first-round picks. We got to the playoffs. Howie Roseman, you look like a genius. They called you a madman. They said you were crazy. But look at us now. 3 first-round picks, and we're going to the playoffs. We looking good. We're looking pretty good, baby.
Nah, for real, y'all. Y'all overperformed, quote-unquote. But, yeah, that's beautiful for y'all, man. Y'all got that first-round pick from that Carson trade, and he didn't make the playoffs? Oh, my God.
That's beautiful. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's beautiful. Like, he played all the snaps and ain't even make the offs. Like, good luck, guys. On.
Could you do anything better, Carson?
Yeah, I actually love him. Shout out to that boy. You know what I mean? Shout out to that boy, Wentz. You see me? He didn't help us out. He didn't help rebuild the future and all that. Hey, get somebody out there with Devontae. Woo-wee.
I'm taking the Patriots 17-14.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
I'm taking the Pats 17-14. I'm taking them 17-14.
This is, I think, this is going to be a blowout. I'm taking them. No, I ain't going to say a blowout, but I'm going 34. I'm going 34-14, Bills. They're going to whoop their ass.
Okay. Okay. I could see that happening too, possibly.
Stephon Diggs catching 2 touchdowns. They're going to cook them niggas.
Very possible. I mean, you know, young quarterbacks with that number one receiver, man. It's just special about that, man. It's something really special about that. I don't know.
You funny as hell.
Nah, I'm dead ass, though. Young quarterbacks and that number one receiver batter.
That's facts.
Imagine if – I don't even want to give you this idea. But just imagine if Jalen Hurts had a number one and Devonta Smith was the number two. Oh, my God.
That what I just said. I said he about to get some help out there. Listen here.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, though. Imagine us get trading for Russ, though. Russell Wilson? I love
– Or yes, Russell Westbrook?
No, Russell Wilson, bro. He started drawing. He started drawing. No, but supposedly they trying to move on with their future. Why not get the closest thing to Russell Wilson? Go out there and get Jalen Hurts. Which I want to keep Jalen Hurts. Don't get it fucked up. That's my guy. But I'm just saying, if we can get Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers, even though he old as hell, I'm taking it. I'm sorry. Like, he just that good. I think Devontae Smith, because we all know Jalen Hurts not there passing. Devontae Smith for one of them. Devontae get the fuck open. I don't care what you're talking about. 916 yards, and he had I think he had 200 and something less attempts thrown, like balls thrown his way, than Deshaun Jackson did when he had the most for a rookie wide receiver in the Eagles history. That's crazy, bro. That goes to show you, he need to be put more into the game plan. Like, bro, you need to be trying to force him the ball. Like, he'll catch it. Like, just force this man the ball.
Nah, facts.
And he probably would have had them stats that all them Jamar Chase and all them dudes had. You feel what I'm saying? If Jalen Hurts' arm was there. So, you know, some Russell Wilson, one of them dudes, man, that could throw that rock, man. Who knows, man? But, yeah, like I said, shout out to Wentz, man, because he going to help us with that. We're going to get somebody.
Yeah, y'all about to have a crazy-ass team.
We got money and draft picks. Woo-wee.
The last game is the Steelers and the Chiefs. I think we both was taking the Chiefs, but guess what? I'm taking the Steelers. No rap. I'm taking the Steelers.
That's idiotic.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
Bet me.
No.
How much you want to bet? Let's bet $100.
No.
Oh, so you ain't taking the Steelers then? Because you ain't no faith in them?
I'm putting them on my parlay. My parlay ain't going to be for $100, though.
You bet me $20 then. You tripping, bro. You know damn exactly. If you was confident, $20 ain't shit. You know damn well you'll bet me $20. I'm telling you, bro. They not. You come on, bro. What make you explain yourself?
Explain?
Yeah, explain yourself. You ain't got to go no long spill, but just like what's going to be the key?
I'm
going to
be 100% honest, bro. I don't have no explanation. It's just a feeling. I feel like they're going to beat the Chiefs for some reason. I have no explanation. I just feel like they're going to win, bro. Like, that's a crazy ass feeling. It is. It's a crazy ass
feeling. Yeah, I don't know what the feeling that is. What the fuck? That's a crazy feeling,
bro. It's just like, I don't know what it is. It's just like, I don't know. Something just telling me they're going to beat the Chiefs. Now, it's no way they should, but something is telling me they're going to, or it's going to be a much closer game than everybody expected.
Like, oh no, see, I'll give you that. Now, if you would have said, like, Chiefs, hey, the Chiefs, you know, they ain't going to find him. They might last drive type, you know, hit the field goal. Now, I'm with you on that because the Steelers defense ain't nothing to be played with. And when they get hot and they start going off, it's kind of, you know what I'm saying? That's, you see what they do to the Ravens, did to the Ravens or whatever. And they can do that. Like, that's the thing about the Steelers defense. They be cracking me up. It's like they'll completely shut teams down and then come out the next week and let somebody, you mean, give them the right business. But,
and I think Pat liable to give up 7 points to their defense, pick six. First,
yeah,
he liable
forcing
to
it,
that,
forcing it down the field to somebody. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill not healthy. If he's not healthy, because he didn't play last week, barely played last week. I don't think he played. He might not have played at all, but I don't know. It's gonna be interesting.
And this young boy, Najee Harris, can carry an offense, bro.
He can, but you know what's gonna be different though? Yo, Andy Reid running the ball.
He is.
He's been running the ball. That Derek Gorecock guy and Daryl Williams, you know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire been out damn near the whole season, but he's been running the ball, and it's like it's been surprising me. He's been running it a lot, and it's been working. You know what I'm saying? It works.
No, they both be getting off. They both be averaging like 7-8 yards a carry every game. That shit be crazy.
Now, if Andy Reid stick to that and don't get too, you know, just start getting too pass heavy like you always do. Never know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the Chiefs is going. I don't know about going to the Super Bowl, but I think I can't see them losing in no first round, bro. I just can't. Me personally, the Chiefs not going out in no damn first round. We thought Houston was going to do it. What happened with that? You know what I'm saying? What happened with that?
It's not the same Chiefs team.
And I don't believe in Ben Roethlisberger, bro. His arm is shot. He's just like some of those passes he was throwing. Did you watch that game against the Ravens?
Ben, bro, he was throwing some BS. Yeah, he's definitely done, bro.
He's toasted. I'm talking about panini toasted, any type toast you need. He toasted. White toast, rye toast, wheat toast, he toast. That man is done. And I don't know. Mike Tomlin, man. That's why he's so great, man. Because he find a way. He always find a way.
Ben definitely toast, bro. I was watching that game, and it was like he would make 12 trash passes in a row, and then on 4th and 3 or 4th and 7, he would just make a pass that lets you know he just one of the all-time greats, but it's like you still know he done, but he still got that clutch gene. Like,
you know what he reminded me? Phillip Rivers last year with the Colts. He was going crazy and all that, and then you see like the age, like, all right, this nigga is done. He's toasted. Like, yo, what are you doing, bro? Like, come on with your old ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? What are you doing?
Facts.
Yeah, so I think Ben Roethlisberger is going to be the reason why they lose, because he did some of those passes he be throwing. I just like, what the hell? And the Chiefs defense been playing. They flipped the script, bro. Yeah, top 10 defense now. It's facts.
I told you. All they got to do is turn it on before the playoffs.
Hey, man, I ain't know they was going to trade for fucking Melvin Ingram. I ain't know they was going to do that. He changed the whole defense around. As soon as they got him, they put Chris Jones back to the middle. They put him back at defensive tackle, and he wasn't on the edge no more. That shit totally changed their defense.
Bro, they trade for a defensive lineman every time before they go on a run. Who'd they trade for last time? Was it Frank Clark or somebody?
Yo, you're not lying. They got him from Seattle.
Yes, bro. They always trade for a D lineman before they go on a run. They always do it.
Damn, that's actually, yeah, they definitely, yeah, they got Frank Clark from Seattle. I remember it. Damn, that's wild. I never even thought about that.
Bro, I don't know what it is, but yeah. I don't know, bro. I'm going to just take the Steelers. I'm going to take them.
Just trying to make it.
I'm going to take the Steelers, bro. 28 to 27. That's a weird ass score, ain't it?
Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs. How much they gonna score, bro? 42, right? Yeah, they gonna score 42. I think they gonna cook them. They gonna show, give them the business. So I got 42 to like.
You 30. Talking to somebody? Nigga just 30. Said. Nigga just said. Huh? Nigga just.
I'm talking to myself.
How much they going to score, bro? Oh, you was talking to yourself.
I was talking to myself.
All right. I was confused for a second.
I was looking in the mirror. I was
in the background. Yo, what's up, guy?
Yeah. I was talking to myself. I was trying to be funny, but no. Nah. Yeah, 42. 42
what? 42-21, something like that?
No, I'm going to go 42-30. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Like, because they going to come at the end and try to score and try to come back. Pick
different teams on every game.
Yeah, for the first time ever. I think that was like, yeah. 101 episodes. That's the first time we ever disagreed on everything.
Literally every game.
Yeah, you fucking bugging, though. All your picks, you're bugging. Now, some of them are all right, but you're bugging.
I'm bugging until I'm not. I seen a lot of upsets this season, bro. A whole lot of upsets that nobody expected.
Yeah, that Jaguars show is crazy.
Speaking of
that, they beat the Bills this year. The Jaguars had some crazy wins. They beat the Jags. They beat the Colts. Like, I'm like, yo, what's going on?
Bro, the only thing I will say, it was great to see Carson not go to the playoffs, right? It was beautiful. But the only thing is, my man Jonathan Taylor, man, he's supposed to win MVP. He's supposed to go for like 450 that last game.
Yeah, bro. They strapped my man. But it wasn't his fault, though. If he had some quarterback play, we knew he couldn't carry. They do that to Derrick Henry at the end of the year. You know that be happening to Derrick Henry, like towards the end of the year and stuff like that for the playoffs. So like somebody scrap him and he'll have like 30 yards, like some weird game where he never does. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't.
And he's about to come back. Speaking of that, Titans got the number one seed. Whoever got to see them, y'all better buckle up.
Bro,
their defense been playing crazy. You can't run the ball against them, and they getting the king back, bro.
They got a baby Derrick Henry. Because Deontay Foreman then got a second win. Because I remember back when he was on Houston and it was supposed to be nice. That's what I'm saying. He got hurt. I remember, I forgot it was like a preseason game or something like that. Or maybe during the season.
Who did they have that was starting?
They had David Johnson. I'm tripping. They didn't know damn David Johnson.
No, that was before David Johnson.
Yeah, that was way before David Johnson. They had, was it Arian Foster? No. I'm going back too far.
It was whoever they had after Arian Foster that was their workhorse. Whoever it was, he got hurt, and Deontay Foreman came in, and he was snapping, and then he got hurt too. I remember exactly what you're talking about, bro.
Yeah. So he's playing crazy. And then the Hilliard guy, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got three running backs now. So Derrick Henry ain't even going to go out there and do nothing. They probably just going to put him in the red zone. Yo, just get the touchdowns. Get all the touchdowns. They're going to get the yards.
Can you take it over real quick?
Yeah, we're going to let them take us all the way down the field. And then you get the touchdowns or whatever. You know, you did enough. You know what I'm saying?
If it's fourth and one at midfield, we're going to throw you in so you can get this yard real quick.
That's how I would use him. I'm not overusing him. I'm keeping him safe. Nah, bro. You back. We're going to win the Super Bowl. We need you for the bowl. Like, and if we need to run you 40 times in the bowl, we're going to do that shit. But right now,
hey, bro,
we can handle it.
Was it you I was talking to who said the Titans lost a lot of pieces on defense and they was going to be trash on defense? I think I told your ass that they was going to pick it up too.
It was me. I said that at the beginning of the season. I said
the thing with the Titans. Defense, bro.
Yeah.
I told you, bro. They drafted all defense.
And you definitely called it. Definitely called that,
bro.
I did not expect that at all. We said that. I remember the conversation. I remember it. I really remember it. I was like, yeah, they offense is good. They can have Julio and AJ Green all they want. What's going to happen with their defense? I remember I was hyping.
You said they lost. They lost all their defensive players.
But they did though. But hey, they replaced the motherfuckers.
Mike Vrabel, a defensive player, he know how to coach these guys up.
Yeah, which he probably should win Coach of the Year, man.
Low key, but we gonna see. You know, they always get the awards. Sometimes they get it right. A lot of the times they be on turkey.
Yeah. But, yo, I wanted to bring this up real quick before we go and all of that. I mean,
Maxie just hit a three.
Damn, you made me forget what I was about to say.
My fault.
Damn, what the fuck was I about to say?
Was it football-wise?
Oh, yeah. Brian Flores getting fired. That was crazy. Yeah. Bro, that was the craziest thing I've ever seen, bro. Like, why would y'all? They went on like an 8-game winning streak to end the season. He tried. I know they all started off like 1-7, but like, he tried. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know, bro. If no coach gonna flip the season around, like, I mean, obviously Nick Sirianni and the Eagles did it too, but like, bro, that's not normal to do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, with all these injuries and COVID and all of that, like. He tried to give them a chance. They in the AFC. Hey, man, it ain't going to happen every year. But in them three seasons, bro, the Dolphins was relevant because of him. The defense was acting crazy since he got there. He brought over players from the Patriots and all that. I think he didn't lose a game against Bill Belichick since he's been there.
And let's talk about it. They would have made the playoffs if Tua ain't missed no games this season.
That's what I'm saying. So, that was the craziest firing I've seen in a minute. And then they talk about they want y'all defensive coordinator, Dan Quinn. We saw him in the Super Bowl. We saw what he do. What do you want him for?
Bro.
What do you want him for?
Bro.
What do you want him for? We know, but come on. What do you want him for? Out of all the coaches and stuff, I'm hearing that's who they want. Don't know if this is 100% true. You know how the rumors go, but that's who y'all want? Get the hell out of here. And I hope Brian Flores end up with a great team, which I think he probably, I don't even know who need a coach right now. I was wanting him to end up with the Bears because I like their defense. And I think he'll be, you know, he'll help out that defense or whatever the case may be.
And he could help out Justin Fields.
Exactly. That's what I kind of wanted. I want him to, but I don't know who else need a coach right now. I can't even think of nobody else that need a coach. The Jags, I mean, hey, nah. So like that's the same thing he had.
I feel with like Dougie Dolphins. People end up in Jacksonville, but that's another story.
Yeah,
another
me
day.
Too. Me too. And I hope he do.
I hope so too.
He do, because the Eagles so did him dirty, and he gonna do the damn thing with Trevor Lawrence, because Trevor Lawrence got the mental, unlike Carson Wentz. He got the mental. You know what I'm saying? So I pray Dougie P get a job. He's a goat in my eyes. Like he's a legend in Philly. He always get love. I see him, nigga. Yo. You want $20 or something? Go get you something to eat or something, bro.
Real
like,
shit. I'm about to go get some cheesecake,
cuz. Right. Well, you good? You hungry, bro? I got you, bro. What are you talking about? You got cash at my cash at it to you, bro. What are you talking about? Man, he's a legend. Like, I hope he gets another job, bro. Like, that ass serious. But yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. I thought that was crazy, though. Brian Flores got fired.
Nah, that was whack, bro. I agree 100%. They shouldn't have fired that dude. He did a very good job, bro. For them to be having to play Jacoby Brissett. Brissett started what, like 6-7 games for them this season?
Yeah, they had Ryan Fitzpatrick, Jacoby Brissett.
And they still barely missed the playoffs.
Yeah, and I'm not just this season. I'm just saying these are the quarterbacks that he's had. Jacoby Brissett, Tua, like he's like, yo, can he get his quarterback? All right. Now he knows it's Tua. Like, you know what I'm saying? He let him do his thing. I don't understand. But
he had Tua supposedly it was some. Then.
Supposedly, it was some stuff between him and Tua. Supposedly. That's what they're saying. Like, it was, like, some deeper stuff that they couldn't get past because, basically, I guess he didn't want Tua as his quarterback or whatever, and the owners and stuff wanted Tua. So, I guess that's where the problem came in. It was, like, I don't know if this is true, but I read it earlier on Bleacher Report. Like, basically, that's where the problem came in because the owners was, like, gung-ho for Tua. Like, yo, this is his team. This we going to be behind Tua. And Brian Flores was like, yo, I don't know. I mean, I like him, but we'll see, basically. Like, we got to let him play and see if that's going to be the quarterback of the future. You know what I'm saying? So, I think that's what they're saying. That's how it happened. Like, the ownership was mad because he wasn't really on. He wasn't, you know, gung-ho about Tua like they were. So.
Yeah. These niggas talking about, man.
You funny as shit. He tell myself, yeah, all right.
We know why they fired him, man. Like,
real rap, though. He's gonna get a job quick. If he don't,
he about to be somebody fired defensive coordinator and take somebody to the chip.
Bro, right. It was like, cool. Like my man, what's his name that was on the Jets? What's his name? He's the defensive coordinator for Tampa Bay now. Yeah. He's another great coach. How is he not a head coach? Like, it makes no sense. What he was doing with the Jets. Now look at the Jets. At least they was a little bit relevant. They could win some games. Like, they was going to AFC championships when he was the coach. Now, look at them. They the laughing stock of the damn NFL. But y'all fired that man. So for what? Why did y'all fire him? Like, y'all went downhill ever since y'all fired that man. Like, that is so crazy. That stuff, like, is mind-blowing. Because even when they was trash, because it started with him, they start being trash. But they were still winning games. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like they was in the AFC, and you could tell, like, all right, ain't no more AFC championships coming for a couple years. They got rebuilt.
Man, karma is a bad B-I-T-C-H.
You ain't never lied.
Karma's a bad B-I-T-C-H for sure.
Yeah. You definitely ain't lied about that. Like, it's wild.
Nah, fact. It's wild. But I think we've been on here for like an hour, bro. You got drone. NBA? Or we could, you know what I mean?
Like I said last episode, Ja Morant is the best point guard in the A. Why is he not the MVP right now? He's not even on the list. Y'all being disrespectful, and y'all better put Embiid on that list too. Because I've been seeing his little MVP ladder list. And y'all been disrespecting it. My guy, like, come on now. Joker, stop it. His team is 20-19. Embiid team is 23-16. They on a 7-8 game win streak. We've been 30 apiece every game. He on an 8-game streak with having 30 points. He even had a triple double during this little streak. He going crazy, bro. He's playing like an MVP, bro. And his team is doing better without one of their all-stars. We don't have Ben Simmons. Now, also, Joker doesn't have Jamal Murray, but he also has more talent around him. You can't tell me he don't. I don't care what you're talking about. And at the end of the day, like I said, Ja Morant should be in the MVP conversation, and so should Embiid. But that's all I got, bro.
And I got one thing. Didn't the Pistons trade for Bobo?
It's time to unleash the ball.
Facts. That's all I'm leaving y'all with. I ain't got
time to unleash the ball. It's a wrap. Yo, y'all better pay attention. Start tuning into the Detroit games, because I will.
You got Cade, Killian, and Bol.
Young boy like that. Young boy like that. And they got Sadiq Bey. Don't forget about my young boy Sadiq Bey, though. Because he like that. He a bucket. He a bucket.
Nah, Sadiq Bey is like that. He is like that. But yeah, man, we about to get up out of here. We holler at y'all next time, man.